From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, January 15th through Sunday, January 17th. I'm Philip Grant. Chris Bragg reported at Capital Confidential that an outside spending group was formed last week to support Republican Chris Gibson, who is mulling a gubernatorial run for 2018. Empower New Yorkers heavily features Gibson, who currently holds the 19th congressional district seat, on its new website. It is a mission statement. The group says it supports, and I quote, people like Chris Gibson who are leading the challenges of our time, economic prosperity, government reforms, protecting personal freedoms. New Yorkers deserve to know more about citizen servants like Chris from its diverse communities ready to help revitalize our state, end quote. The group also has a Twitter account and a Facebook page. Empower New Yorkers does not disclose online much information about its backers. However, in State Board of Elections filings, the group listed Cable Hobbs of Arlington, Virginia, as its treasurer. John Mason reported in the Register Star that the Columbia County Planning and Economic Development Commissioner Ken Flood is, and I quote, moving on sometime midsummer, end quote. Flood said January 18th that he had not decided what he will do next, but his wife is retiring from the Scodac Central School District this year. Flood was hired by then-chairman of the Board of Supervisors Art Beer in 2008. Keisha Cluckley reported at Politico New York that New York State Allies for Public Education is now hoping to have a say in the makeup of the New York State Board of Regents. The group made public last week its support for Regents Board Member Betty Rosa as the board's next chancellor and Board Member Beverly Outerkirk as its next vice chancellor. Rosa represents the Bronx, Outerkirk, the North Country. Two seats will be open on the 17-member board this year as incumbent Chancellor Merrill Tisch and Vice Chancellor Tony Baltar have said they will not seek re-election. New York State Allies for Public Education is a coalition of more than 50 grassroots parents and educator groups statewide. The efforts of its parent-led coalition resulted in one of the nation's highest test refusal rates last spring. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board on January 7th appointed John Wapner to fill an open seat on the board for 1 year. Wapner will fill the vacancy created when board member Maria Lowe was elected supervisor. Wagner must run for election in November if he wants to fill out the remainder of Lowe's term through the end of 2017. In addition to Wapner, the board also interviewed Julia Veronzi and Wayne Coe for the position. Wapner is a clinical psychologist and served as president of the Chatham Board of Education for a number of years. He is the consulting psychologist for the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and has a contract with the healthcare wing of the State Department of Civil Service. He also maintains a private practice at his home in Old Chatham. Wapner is not registered with any political party. Wapner said he was thrilled to be chosen. He said, and I quote, I'm going to work hard, end quote. John Mason reported in the Register Star that Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett announced in a press release on Friday, January the 15th, that she is not a candidate for the 19th congressional district seat, which includes Columbia Green, Rensselaer, and Dutchess counties, and parts of seven other counties as well. Barrett was among 10 candidates reportedly under consideration by the district's 11-county Democratic leaders. Barrett said, and I quote, I am honored and humbled to have been asked and encouraged to run, and I am truly flattered that after less than 4 years in office, I have been recognized as an effective public servant who could successfully represent the sprawling 11-county district in the U.S. Congress, end quote. Charlie Holmes reported in the Daily Mail that Catskill joined Athens and Coxsackie in sending a second round of letters to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation asking the DEC to head the environmental review of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project, rather than share the regulation with the Thruway Authority. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said, and I quote, we have sent our letter in asking that the DEC, as we had originally requested, maintain sole lead, end quote. In November, the New York State Thruway Authority proposed that the Thruway Authority be the lead agency. Then the DEC proposed that the two share jurisdiction. Iris Bloom, a Coalition Against Pilgrim Pipeline organizer, said 29 other towns also sent letters asking for the DEC to decide on the environmental issue. For our final story, Melanie Lekachevic reported in the Daily Mail that the town of Athens has sworn in a new slate of town officials. Republican Robert Butler last week took the oath of office, beginning his first term as Athens Town Supervisor. Butler replaces Joseph Arasi, who chose not to run for a second term. Three council members and several other town officials were also sworn in, all but one of them Republicans. All officials were sworn in by Town Justice Connie Pazin. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of snow showers today. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 23 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch is possible. For Monday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 12 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 2. And the chance of precipitation is 30%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 23 degrees. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Sunrise today was at 7:19 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:52 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 17th day of January, 2016, Martin Luther King Day. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.